We continue our look now at immigration in tonight's brief but spectacular. Naomi De La Rosa was a child when her mother was deported for illegally entering the U.S. Now an 18-year-old freshman at the University of Arizona, De La Rosa shares her family story.
When my mom got deported, I was 9 years old. She crossed, I think, the 1990s. She was always working daily at the motels, cleaning rooms and everything, and she would get home like around 6 p.m, and she would still have to clean and cook and stuff. She's about to finish her 10-year sentence next October in 2019. Ever since my mom got deported, it was really tough. I had to be the mom figure. I had to be the student, the best friend, the sister, like everything. With my little brother, he was only 4 at the time, and he would cry every night for my mom. When I was 9, I did get depression, but not really anxiety, more depression, because I would cry every night, especially with Bobby. I would sleep hugging him and stuff, and it was bad. But then at school, I would always have a smile on my face, because I didn't want people to like ask, oh, what's wrong? And then me having to cry again over my mom and tell them the same story over and over again. My father is 86. I remember when I was small, he would take me to McDonald's and like he would get me the little toys and everything. But now I'm like, we switched roles because he was like my caregiver and now I'm his caregiver. Oh my God, my graduation, it was so much fun. Okay, so I took pictures with my best friend Damien and then we went out to eat with my family. I was gonna surprise my dad. He was in the bathroom washing his hands so he can eat his chicken nuggets or whatever. My dad was being brought down the hallway with my little brother and I was like there waiting at the door. I popped up and with my diploma and stuff and then my dad started crying and then I was crying. He was like, oh my God, I'm so proud of you. But like in Spanish, he was like, oh my God, mi hija ya se graduó. And I was like, I did it for you. But yeah, it was a memorable night. What made it so emotional was that many people, when their families are separated, they get into depression and they lose, like, their mentality isn't like, oh, I need to keep up with this stuff. Oh, I need to do this. Oh, I need to do that. And like for me, I like surpassed all those obstacles and like I graduated and now I got a full ride to the U of A. So it's like, oh my God, I did it. It's nice.
Who did you do it for?
My mom and my dad. I did it for them. My name's Naomi De La Rosa, and this is my brief but spectacular take on family.
And what an inspiration. And an update, Naomi's father passed away after this interview was recorded. Tonight's piece was produced with help from reporter Perla Treviso, who covers border and immigration issues for the Arizona Daily Star. You can watch her take on our website.